Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekend discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
With me here today, Jacobo.
Hello.
Jacobo Ortiz Blanes. Jacobo is a 41-year-old entrepreneur who I have known all his life.
Yes.
Since he was, we were good friends with your parents and still are. And of course you are, as far as I know, my son's best friend. So it's been a long time, and Jacobo has had an interesting life. He went to a liberal arts college like my son. He went to Haverford, right?
In Pennsylvania, right.
My son went to Tufts, and you know, is a strong believer in the liberal arts, and interestingly, both of them ended up as entrepreneurs getting into business. And so it shows that liberal arts is a good base for
it's a great background, because it teaches you how to think widely, and it teaches you how to think and how to write, and those are very good skills in any profession that you choose. What happened?
Yeah, my son, you know, Jorge Luis, who went to Tufts and initially was going to be in science and ended up in computers. And the funny thing was that the last thing he wanted to do, because he wanted to be hands-on, was to not get involved in administration. He didn't like, you know, having to the responsibility and the supervision of people. And it was a very stressful for him. But that's what he's ended up doing. So he's in charge of the IT department for a major international Swedish company working out of United Kingdom, and going to India and China and administering this thing. So it's funny how the background that you have, what you study, really has very little to do often with what you end up doing. And in your case, you went off to SC Johnson, an international company, family owned, mm-hmm. I understand, wholly owned by a family.
One of the oldest companies owned by a family, right?
And what brought you, what interested you in SC Johnson? What were the criteria, the factors that led you to take that position?
For me, I think it was very similar to the factors that led me to go to Haverford. When I was looking at colleges, I was looking at a big college, Georgetown, and Haverford, very different schools. And I think when I felt more at home at Haverford, smaller setting, very liberal arts driven. There was a very strong culture around an honor code, and it made it a very special environment. When I was looking for companies, I was choosing between Procter & Gamble, where I had, which is probably the best marketing company in the world, a very large company. And then I interviewed with SC Johnson as well. And I loved the fact that it was family owned, a very special culture, very competitive. And I saw myself there. I mean, it was really that simple. I visualized myself working there. And I meant it to be 2 years. After I finished my master's degree at Cornell, I said, I'm going to be there for 2 years and then come back to Puerto Rico. I always had a very strong feeling to come back to Puerto Rico and establish myself here professionally as an entrepreneur. And I remember telling my parents when I decided not to return to Puerto Rico, which they were very upset about, that don't worry, it's gonna be 2 years, it's like a PhD, and I'll be back. And it was 15 years later that I decided to come back, now with 4 kids in tow, 2 dogs.
during your SC Johnson experience, besides seeing you at different vacations and all, but I did spend some time with you in Brazil, mm-hmm. in Sao Paulo, and very impressed that you must have been, what, 34?
Yes.
34 years old, I mm-hmm. hit it on the nose. You were 34 years old and you were put in charge. You were the general manager of
the second in command.
Second in command,
right.
Okay, in Brazil.
And it was a phenomenal experience. I mean, I started my career in the headquarters in Racine, Wisconsin, right on Lake Michigan. And I rose through the ranks in brand management or in marketing. We're learning how to do couponings, labels, and then running brands, running innovation. And after a couple of years of doing that and some successes, I was given the opportunity to go work abroad. And that was always something that I wanted to do in my career path, because since I always wanted to come to Puerto Rico, every job that I took in the company, I always judged it, what is this going to add to my toolbox of skills as an entrepreneur? And the great thing about SC Johnson being so innovation driven it was that you really had a lot of flexibility. Whereas in a larger company like Procter & Gamble, where you can still do that, but being more bureaucratic and well-established, you had less flexibility to truly own and drive your business. And I certainly was able to do that from the very beginning of my career, early responsibility and empowerment. The marketing person is in charge. It's like a mini CEO of that brand within a larger corporation. So I truly honed my skills as a businessman and as an entrepreneur within a large multinational.
What were the stress type in terms of dealing, you know, with Brazil, this huge country? And I do remember one thing. I still remember you mentioning that to your great surprise in terms of how different markets react differently to the products. I remember you said, you know, the disposable bags and the disposable containers were not disposable
at all. One of the major brands that SC Johnson owns in that category, Ziploc, it was one of my jobs to build that market. It was a new product introduction for that country. And as you get to know the consumer there doesn't store food in the quantities that we do here in the States or in Puerto Rico. So they shop for a couple days and no more than 4 days. Also, the cost of the products were so high that they basically cleaned them after use and reused the bags. So it was a great selling, but building that repeat business, it wasn't there. It wasn't there.
In terms of, I mean, can you remember something that was stressful there that you found really
what was really different? What was really cool was that the culture of the company was translatable in 75 countries around the world, and that was pretty amazing. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's been such a successful company doing business internationally. So it was very transferable. So that was really interesting. What made it difficult was that all of our products were premium in the market. When you looked at the average salary there being $75 to $115 per month, well, one of our items was basically the equivalent of a week's worth of meat. So you had to look at those trade-offs. And I had to really understand how pricing and the basic basket of goods for homes compared to our items, which in the most part were not first necessity items. They were luxury items for cleaning. What helped, however, was that Brazilians are probably one of the cleanest cultures in the world. I mean, they clean more per hour than any other country in Latin America, second to Japanese people and Japanese homes. So that helped drive the business.
Okay. And then you come back to the States, and I remember you were at you were assigned the Walmart account, right?
Right. I had 3 years in Brazil running, reestablishing the business where I had been losing a lot of money and refocusing the business. And that worked really well. And from there, I wanted, again, to add another skill to my toolbox. And I said, I want to at least spend a couple of years working with our team at Walmart. And they gave me that chance. And I spent, it was supposed to be a 3-year assignment, but it only ended up being one, where I was working within that team. We had a team there that giving support to our categories and Walmart. And I spent 1 year there, and it was a phenomenal experience, understanding how the world's best retailer looks at the business, how they really partner with you. It was a very positive experience. And those people truly love their company. And I think there are many misconceptions about Walmart as an employer. And having worked there, having worked alongside Walmart employees, I have a ton of respect for the company, not only in what they do, but also in how they treat the employees all across the company.
And then you move, I mean, so that was smooth. Brazil was relatively smooth, except some of the cultural aspects.
Sure.
And then you move back to Racine.
Right, I was supposed to be with the Walmart team for 3 years, and the company was then starting an innovation department, totally new to the company. And while I can't talk about all the things that we looked at, it was supposed to be new beachheads for the company to enter. And they gave me the chance to run part of that division with a cross-functional team of engineers, attorneys, finance people, and all of us together looking out for new opportunities for the company. And I managed that for 3 years. It also had an acquisition aspect to it, which was something that I wanted to be exposed to. And as an entrepreneur, always thinking about the next chapter in my life, that was something that I also wanted to experience. And interestingly, it was it was the last assignment that really forced me to reevaluate what were my original objectives in going to a company like SC Johnson, which I loved and I still talk as if I were part of the company, and I've been gone for 3 years. But every year my wife and I have this custom where we sit down and we look at objectives, and we say, are we meeting our objectives? Being, we're sacrificing so much being far away from family. Are we getting done what I want to do professionally, from a family perspective? And I think it was an opportune time to think about what do we want to do with the next 15 years of our lives. And it came to a decision point where I was moving to a different business within the company, and I realized that as I grew in the company in terms of responsibility, increasingly I was getting away from what I really wanted to do, which was to run businesses. When you get high, in a company, yes, you get to run businesses, but at such a high level that you don't always feel like you're impacting the base business as much as you want. And I wanted to get back to that.
Okay. And in your decision making, or was there a moment there where you ran into a roadblock, a problem, or, with all these different products and innovating and testing, it's all, was there a bummer that was really frustrating?
I think whenever you run a business or you're driving innovation, especially innovation like that, you run up against bureaucracy, you have to move projects through different stage gates where many different stakeholders have opinions. And part of the challenge, and sometimes it's frustrating, I guess the beauty is in trying, is how do you progress your projects and your business through the organization, checking all the boxes. And we spent a couple of years developing some exciting new technologies, some of which are not gonna see the light of day. And while you're proud of what you accomplished, it's also frustrating that you can't move forward with some of them. But that's the way it is. And big companies have very different objectives and reasons for launching or not launching new items that you have to respect, especially in a family-owned business where anything that you do positively or negatively impacts the family itself and the equity of SC Johnson as a family-owned company. So they are very guarded and very protective of that equity, and that's a good thing to do. But I realized that if I were on my own, looking at opportunities and running a smaller corporation or a smaller business, I was going to have more freedom.
Okay, well, let me cut for a break, and then we'll get back. And I want to see if we can discuss a specific case or situation and what was a learning experience. What would you have done differently?
Okay.
So we'll be back.
Perfect.